This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trouble for Stormy Daniels. Oh, yeah. There's trouble for Stormy. What are you going to say? She brought it on herself. You know what I'm saying? It's good to leave certain things alone. Like billionaires who can get whoever they want, and you just decide you're going to make some money off of them. I have a dedication to Stormy. Here's what Donald Trump tweeted. He says, federal judge throws out Stormy Daniels' lawsuit versus Trump. Trump is entitled to full legal fees. Great. Now I can go after a horse face and a third-rate lawyer in the great state of Texas. She will confirm the letter she signed. She knows nothing about me. A total con. By the way, how's Stormy's book doing? Is anybody tracking that? Oh, there's no data. Our producers are like, we looked. There's no data. So what did you guys find out? Because, I mean, I was looking. So the book came out, what, like latter part of September. Big splash. I've seen it even on conservative sites. I've seen it. And there's been no reports of sales. That's really unusual. You know what I mean? Normally they tell, oh, had a great first week. Its debut. She was all over the place. I mean, I would think that, you know, she's got all kinds of stuff. There was a girl, they called her, what they call that girl? Like Man Eater or something. I forget her name. It was a black girl. And she was notorious for being with, like, the hottest acts in entertainment. Like, she dated the dude who was a TV star on that show where, oh, geez, it was a black family and the guy played a cop. He was the cop in Die Hard, and he had a show. His son, she dated him, she dated Usher, she dated all these guys. And she was notorious for just being, I mean, they said this girl was, how can I put this delicately? She was so good at her sexual prowess that guys just fell in love with her. I mean, they were just like, oh my gosh. And she wrote a book, and I cannot remember the name of the book. Brothers know what I'm talking about. If there's any brothers listening, shoot me back a note. Listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But she was so prolific at this that people were jealous. I mean, if she left you and went with another guy, people were jealous. Like, holy cow, no, please don't go. And she sold 12 million copies of her book. She's the most unknown, known person. You know what I'm saying? 12 million copies. And it was a bit of a tell-all, but she didn't tell you who she was with. But in the entertainment industry, the hip-hop industry, they know. And I can't remember this girl's name, but I'm telling you, her reputation precedes her. And dudes, when I was watching, they did a documentary about her. This is the way I even knew about her. And the guys would talk about it, would go, God, dude, you just don't get it. You were whipped. You know what I mean? And it was like, you've got to be kidding. I mean, how do you lose your mind over sex? Don't misunderstand me. I mean, sex is an alluring thing. But I'm saying, you don't lose your mind over it. You shouldn't. Guys were losing their mind over this girl. And she sold 12 million books. I'm talking, that's Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Sarah Palin all put into one. Think about this. She's not even known. But there's hardly a black woman on the planet that doesn't own this girl's book. Because they're all going, I'm going to find out what this girl is doing. And the only way you could figure it out is you could sort of allude to, okay, well, this sounds like, you know, Jay-Z. or whatever. And I'm not even saying he's in it. I'm just saying that's what that's what they said about the book. Can't remember the name of it, but I'm telling you, check it out. You'll figure out. It won't take you much to find it. Say, you know, black girl who wrote a book about rappers or something like that. Maybe you guys could look it up for me, and then I can really give them the name, huh? Oh, you found it? Okay, so this girl, her name is what? Let's see. Kareen Steffens. And the name of the book is Superhead. And here's what it says. So the little thing my producer's guy says, the folks at Rolling Out put together a list of countless high-paid ballers she let chop down her shameless hoe cakes, and what she had to say about each of them personally, from Diddy to Jay-Z to Usher to Yself, well, I think they meant Wyclef, and more, including who she claimed gave her the best sex or whatever. And they were shaking their head at the list of people. It is the entirety of the hip-hop community, but they all are beaming over. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that her book sold a gazillion. I'm not exaggerating. I think when I saw the thing, it said she sold 12 million copies of that book. And it doesn't say? That's all right. Well, anyway, I know, I tell you, I saw a thing on it. It was millions of copies. And here's Stormy Daniels. He can't sell anything. But they said, this is what was written back in September. The book has arrived. It's not disappointing. Those hoping for revealing details, it filled with a variety of shocking, bizarre, and mostly unverifiable claims about the man who would go on to be president. It offers an insight into the life of a woman who would, by strange coincidence, come to be at the center of the bizarre conspiracy that threatened to bring him down once he got the job. And Trump just called her a horse's head. What'd he call her? What'd he tweet? Horse face. Which, I have to tell you, when you look at Stormy Daniels, you do kind of see a horse. As I said before, there is nothing about Stormy Daniels that makes Donald Trump. I mean, if you're a billionaire and you see Stormy Daniels and you're over beauty pageants, she's a dime a dozen. She's a dime a thousand. I mean, she's easy. What am I trying to say? She's easy to find. It's not like you are going, oh my gosh, you can go crazy. Now, for the average guy, you'd be like, hey, Stormy, kind of, you know, I got it. And then throw in the porn thing, and it's like, no offense, there's only a few guys I know who go, yeah, man, I would love to get with a porn star. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Stormy, Donald Trump, he's winning. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, the news is out. Elizabeth Warren has taken her DNA, as we talked about the other day. And, you know, you learned that she's 99.999% cracker. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Elizabeth Warren is not Indian. And in fact, she is practically monolithically cracker. And Nabisco, I heard, like Nike did with Colin Kaepernick, they've made her an offer. She's got a deal to represent the Saltines of the world. I can easily see how this deal got done. They were like, as soon as the DNA came out, Senator Warren, this is a... Joe Schmo from Nabisco, and we were wondering if we could strike a deal with you. It turns out you're much more cracker than the previous person that we had. I heard Little Debbie was in consideration. But after they got Warren's DNA, it was clear. The Nabisco spokesperson went, it's clear who the bigger cracker is here. I mean, we get it. We understand Little Debbie. She's alabaster, ivory soap, fish belly white. But let's just say based on the DNA evidence, Elizabeth Warren is as white as they come. I mean, you can set the white standard on your camera with her. When people say, I died and I saw the light, it's Elizabeth Warren in that picture. Let me put it another way. For those of you who aren't getting it, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show at KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. There are neo-Nazis who don't have a whiter bloodline than Elizabeth Warren. The king and queen of Scandinavia are not nearly as white as Elizabeth Warren. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I don't care whether it's Finland, Sweden, Norway, you name it. Elizabeth Warren set the white standard. When God said, let there be light, we could just replace that in the Bible with let there be Warren. That's how white that chick is. Man. Huge backfire. Whew, fun to watch, though. You know what? Here's what I want to play, though. There was an Indian dude. And he said some profound stuff about Elizabeth Warren and this whole thing. Because he was upset. He's a Cherokee. And he's like, this shouldn't be done. But he said a few profound things, and I want to see if you catch it.
Tonight, the leaders of the Cherokee Nation are speaking out against Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign video touting her Native American ancestry courtesy of a newly revealed DNA test. The tribe saying in part, quote, a DNA test is useless to determine tribal citizenship. Out front now, the Secretary of State for the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr., thanks so much for joining us. Why do you find this offensive?
Jake, thanks for having me on. The problem with the DNA test is that it proves nothing of relevance to whether a person is a citizen of an Indian nation, a member of an Indian nation. DNA, at best, can give you some indicators of some markers that indicate that you're related to somebody who lived long ago that may have lived in North and South America, may have been a native peoples of those continents. It's irrelevant to what it means to be a Native American in this country. That's based on a legal definition. Certainly every tribe has that in common, that we have some legal basis for our citizenship that we determine consistent with federal treaties. Just wholly unhelpful for any national leader to cling to DNA to determine or to establish that they're Native American in this country.
Okay, so just to play devil's advocate, she said in her statement that she's not claiming that she belongs to any nation, any tribal association, that this was just about the fact that she had been told as a child that she had Native American heritage, that she had a distant relative, and she wanted to see if there was any truth to that. But still, even that you object to.
Well, because it really doesn't drill down to the issue of whether a person has Cherokee ancestry, for example, or ancestry of any particular tribe. It's useful to connect yourself with some lineage. It's useful to determine paternity. But it doesn't narrow down the scope of who your ancestors were to any identifiable tribe. And unfortunately, we are at sometimes a marginalized people, people who are not understood by mainstream society. We have trouble sometimes in the courts. We have trouble sometimes in the Congress. We need to be clear about what it means to be a Native American, an Indian in this country. And it really comes down to a legal status that we, frankly, have fought long and hard for and we're very proud of. Look, what she's doing, I think, is a response to what the President of the United States has said. And in Indian country, we're looking at Washington, D.C., and what we want is help and we want leadership. And it's not particularly helpful to Indian country for this kind of debate to go back and forth. We have a lot of issues. We would rather the President of the United States and Senator Warren focus in on things that affect us, housing and health care, clean water, clean air. There's a lot of issues that we could use their leadership on. We don't think it's particularly useful to have them in a back and forth about DNA test and name calling and that sort of thing.
That was an amazing discussion, and I mean, wow, what a great spokesperson. He says DNA is useless for tribal citizenship. Guy's name is Chuck Hoskins Jr. But what's funny is Jake Tapper goes, why is this offensive? He doesn't get it. He's like, she's just saying she's an Indian. Why is it offensive to you? That's like saying to black people, why is it offensive to Dolezal? She's saying she's black. Why is it offensive? And he goes on. It proves nothing of relevance regarding citizenship. He says at best it's indicators or markers of your ethnicity. It, you know, generations ago it may be able to tell you Yeah, 10 generations ago, one of my people was got with your people, but it doesn't drill down to ancestry for any particular tribe and the scope of ancestry to any identifiable tribe. So even if you knew, yeah, I am 15% Indian, unless you can drill it down. Like in my case, I can't say from my grandfather's side, but on my grandmother's side, her mother was 50% Navajo, period. I know that for a fact. So I know I'm part of the Navajo tribe. But, you know, to go further, like my grandfather, I don't know what he was. They said he was Cree, half Cree, but I don't know. Now, that gives me somewhere to start, but and maybe I could go from there. But here's what it got me was what he said. Well, we are a marginalized people in the mainstream. Very misunderstood, and I agree. He says we must be clear of what being a Native American means. And that's what Elizabeth Warren has muddied that. Anybody that goes, yeah, I got, you know, 3% or 4% Indian blood in me. I'm a Native American. They go, and they're going, no. That's not a tribal thing. And they take it seriously because this is part of the treaties and all the things that they've established. They're going, we don't play around with this. This is tribal stuff. And he says, and I love when he says, Indian country. Indian country. He said that. I don't know if you guys caught it. Indian country. He says, we need help. We need leadership in Indian country. He didn't say Native American. He says, we've got lots of issues, and this is what really got me. Housing, health care, clean water, air. He's saying the things that we should be talking about and not talking about a bucket group of people. The Indians have the same issues as the blacks, as the whites, as the red, you know, the whatever, the cream colors. Everybody's got the same issues. That's what he was trying to say. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announced he was withdrawing from the Future Investment Initiative Summit in Saudi Arabia following a discussion with President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin told Fox News this move definitely sends a signal.
Could say the strongest move that's been made to date is Secretary Mnuchin not going over there. Focus number one needs to be on this investigation and getting facts.
President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border and call in the military if the migrant caravan coming up from Honduras is not stopped. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul joined Fox News to talk about border security.
I hope that when we get back after this election and we can take the politics out of things, we can get this passed for the national security of the American people. We have to secure that border, I think, once and for all.
Friday night's Powerball jackpot is now sitting at $900 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They say DC is Hollywood for ugly people, and I agree. But Hollywood is Hollywood for ugly people these days. Man, I tell you, look at these people. They're just so mean-spirited. They're dispirited, too. They got nothing. They've watched everything that they believed and everything that they stand for just get completely obliterated. And not, you know, like we could say, well, Obama obliterated everything we stand for. Yeah, and the country's worse off for it. We obliterated everything they did, and they're feasting. We're all feasting. You know, if you're playing the market, you might be making a little money. I mean, it's all good. It's all good in the hood. So things are going well. And Hollywood can't stand it. Alec Baldwin said he wants to, I think he said something like, we ought to kill the president. I don't remember what it was, but it was a pretty harsh statement. De Niro wants Robert Beto O'Rourke to run for president. He thinks he's going to win. I gave you guys the statistics the other day. Joe Biden, number one. Who was number two? Bernie Sanders, 13%. Biden, 33%. Sanders, 13%. Kamala Harris, 9, and Elizabeth Warren, 8. And then it goes down from there. And Beto O'Rourke got like 3% or 2%. This is a dude who's a scoundrel, raised by scoundrels, and they want him to be it. That just goes to show you how off the beaten path Hollywood is. Hollywood is so distorted, and they are a very good representative of the Democratic Party. The Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world, the fake Indians, the Rachel Dolezals of the world, the fake blacks, the fake rappers who pretend they don't like Trump as they drop album when they want to get their album's attention. They say, I'm dropping my album, I hate Donald Trump. All of them disingenuous to their rotten sellout cores. And it's funny to watch them because you can see it. They think they're covered up. Oh, man, we got them fooled over there. We're not fooled. Saw a statistic. Less than half the people now believe the media. Do you think anybody believes these rappers, believes these entertainers? What do you believe about them? What belief system do you put in them? I got invited. Some buddies of mine said, Kevin, we want you to come up. I can't give you the details of it. They're like, hey, can you come up? We want you to check out a studio for something we've got planned. Let's check out a studio, and we'll fly you up to Denver, take you to the Denver Broncos game. Come up Sunday, stay through Monday. And I said, I'll pass. Now, I was waiting on my cousin to come in, family to get home, stuff like that. So I was like, I'll pass. But I didn't want to go to the game. I wasn't going to break my cycle of I don't support the NFL. But yeah, so, and I hate that they do, but I get it. You know, people still want to do their thing. I'm not mad at them, but I'm not going to support them. I don't go to see the movies of De Niro. When a De Niro movie would come on, I don't watch him anymore, except Goodfellas. Love Goodfellas. And occasionally Casino. But those are already made before I really knew what the dude was about. But if he comes out with a new movie, I don't watch it. Other than those classic movies that where he's in it, I turn him off. Jamie Foxx the same way. Will Smith, the lot of them. Samuel L. Jackson, I've ridden Capital One and said I'll never get a Capital One until he's no longer your spokesperson. Jim Beam with, what's the name, Mira, whatever, she's married some dude, little cute little, you know, big-eyed girl. I told Jim Beam, I wrote him a letter, I will never drink Jim Beam again. Tossed it out. I'll drink, there's another one called Evan something. I forget the name of it, but that's the one I have now. Jim Beam, we've got this one we've been holding for 1,000 years. You can keep it. I want no part of it. I only want the people who support America, not without distinction. And for conservatives, look, the only reason why I lean on that side of things is because we're pragmatists. But if we were dogmatically against the other side, you know, just for the sake of it, I would not accept that. I want people who are dogmatic for the success of all. That's what we should all be cheering for. But I am secretly happy. I'm going to tell you, because the Alec Baldwin show. Did you know Alec Baldwin had a show? Did you guys know? Don't feel bad if you don't know that Alec Baldwin launched his talk show. He'd been talking about doing one on radio, and I think he tried it, and it was so bad that they canceled it. It didn't last. I don't think it lasted a month. Maybe it was a week. Didn't last. Anyway, he debuted his new talk show. It came out on a Sunday. I think it was a Sunday. And according to Nielsen, the premiere of the Alec Baldwin show on ABC garnered just 0.4 rating among adults 18 to 49, the demographic most coveted by advertisers. The Baldwin-hosted Chat Fest was the lowest-rated program in the demo of any broadcast network, including the CW. And I don't even know what the CW is. What is that? Like Clown Watch? Because I would watch Clown Watch if it was involving leftists. But, yeah, so it completely flopped. No surprise there. And I tweeted to Alex and said, Alec Baldwin, and I said, hey, I could have done your show for half the money and got that rating. It's just true. For half what they pay Alec Baldwin, I'd do that show, and I bet you I could raise those numbers. This dude's probably making $6-8 million, maybe more. To do, and you know, it's not a daily show, I don't think. I think it's a weekly show. So maybe he's making a couple mil. But you know what? That'll keep the light on at the Jackson House. I'll take it. And I would raise the ratings. I absolutely would if I just did my own social media. Sadly, Alec Baldwin is an amazing actor. He is. I put Alec Baldwin in the top 5 best male actors. The dude can play a thug. I remember him in the movie, Mean Street Blues. Not Mean Street Blues, but it was some. He played a grifter. And he comes into the airport and he breaks the finger of a Hare Krishna. I remember that. And it was an amazing role. Then when he did The Hunt for Red October, I thought, this guy really has some acting chops. But he did stuff before that that was even more amazing. It didn't matter whether it's TV, film, comedy, drama. He's got the range. The dude is an amazing actor. Volatile to a fault. Crazy, man. But, and of course, dogmatically, leftist doesn't even know why. He doesn't, because he lives in a bubble. But the show tanked. Absolutely tanked. So ABC's got a loser on its hands. Then, get this, ABC is bracing for the, this was before they debuted the show, is bracing for the debut of the Conners on April 16th to see if the Roseanne spinoff will be able to survive without its main two senior exes. Two senior exes network fears it has angered fans by firing Barr and that the new show will not be as well received. Well, I know that was confusing because it was confusing to me. Anyway, the exes of the network are concerned that it was going to flop. And it did. It flopped miserably. And here's what's interesting. These people are wondering, wait, why did it flop without its star? The Roseanne show's now the Conners, and Roseanne was killed off. Roseanne made the show. I get it. You know, what's his face? Her husband? Dan? John Goodman? Great actor. I mean, a really good actor. He can't carry it. Sarah Gilbert or whatever her name is, the gay blade girl, and the previous daughter who, you know, may have been cute as a kid, but she's like Mackenzie Phillips. Once she grew up, she just looked like a crackhead. No, you can't carry the show. And neither can little DJ, who now looks like Radar from MASH. And Jackie? I mean, come on. A friend of mine tweeted, watching the Conners without Roseanne would be like watching I Love Ethel. Which I thought was a funny comment. So ABC's got two flops. And then here's what's the irony. So Tim Allen's show was on ABC, Last Man Standing. ABC cancels him. Successful show, but somebody didn't like the politics of Tim Allen, so they cancel him. Fox picks him up. Last Man Standing, I'm reading this, return Friday night. This is where it actually starts. Tim Allen and Fox are waking up to some very good news this morning. ABC, not so much. Last Man Standing returned Friday night to deliver 8 million viewers and a downright shocking 1.8 rating among adults 18 to 49. Now, that's big. That's huge. They said it was enough to easily rank as a top-rated show on Friday night, including beating rival ABC, which canceled Last Man Standing after 6 seasons, despite the show's pretty decent viewership. In fact, this was Fox's most-watched comedy on any night in nearly 7 years. Folks, this is karma. This is us winning. This is us getting full circle, saying, okay, you kicked us around for quite some time. Not anymore. That's the way I see this. We should congratulate ourselves. I'm not targeting the Conners. I just don't watch it. I'm not targeting Alec Baldwin. I just don't watch it. But I will watch
this
tonight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I read an article that was called Five Lessons About the Left that you can learn from this Kavanaugh thing. And I thought to myself, this is really interesting. And it's a lot of things that we talk about on the program, but some of the things that the author illuminated were just spot on. And I want to cover some of it, but here's what he says. As painful as that is for the Democratic Party and the American left, it can't be avoided that after Saturday's 50-48 vote and what might turn out to be the most self-destructive political gambit in the country's recent history, we'll know for sure in a month when the November midterms have come and gone and the Democrats' supposed blue wave sweeping them back into power on Capitol Hill either happens or, more likely, it doesn't. The Democrats had to know they couldn't stop the Kavanaugh nomination. To do that would entail getting two Republicans, blah, blah, blah. So he explains that. But he says, Kavanaugh turned out to be a brilliant choice by President Trump. He's reliable, if not by reputation, rabid conservative. but one who's very well respected in Washington and a bit of a crossover choice within the Republican Party given his Bush pedigree. And he says that Kavanaugh brought some never-Trumpers into the fold. He says, and his personal record was so clean that it would take a dive into pure falsehood and insanity to derail him. In which the Democratic Party said, hold my beer. And I thought that was funny. He says, the campaign to destroy Kavanaugh told us a lot about the Democrats and the hard left advocacy groups who control the party. The main lessons fall under five basic truths. One, the end justifies the means, even if the means are ridiculous and highly unlikely to produce the ends. It says, give the Democrats credit because they did at least try to convince the American people Kavanaugh wasn't a mainstream jurist first before attempting to smear him with accusations he's a sexual predator. Where they went wrong was that when the first argument didn't convince the public and wasn't persuasive against Jeff Flakes and Susan Collinses of the world, they neglected to make the best of the situation and used the impending loss of the Kavanaugh fight to motivate their voters. Somebody atop George Soros' network of tin-pot revolutionaries got together with Tom Perez and legitimate women abuser Keith Ellison at the DMC, not to mention Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein, and decided to paraphrase Senator John Kennedy to hit the bottom and start digging, drumming up an allegation by a mentally unstable California psychology professor that Kavanaugh had been inappropriate, perhaps abusive, during a high school encounter 36 years in the past, then doubling and tripling down with even less plausible allegations, all the while leaving what looks like a fairly clear paper trail of coordination, is the kind of all-in bluff no credible political operative would say was worth the risk. Wow! How do you put it any better than that? But Schumer and Feinstein pushed in chips in the middle, expecting Trump and Kavanaugh would fold. When they didn't, and when Trump went further and derisively offered the true characterization of Christine Ford's testimony in a 36-second outburst in Mississippi campaign appearance, the entire political class treated as an unforgivable breach of presidential protocol, it became clear the entire episode was a lost cause. That's what I said to you guys. At this point, I'd lost my job at Fox. But Trump then comes in and says, hey, check it out. She's a liar. And maybe he had choice words for himself. And he says, you know, they got all these protesters arrested, blah, blah, blah. But it was over. Now, point number two, the modern left movement is a movement by and for the people and capable of doing a proper job at honest work. He says, this isn't just a fun thing I say in the space of all time. It can't be disputed anymore after the Kavanaugh ordeal. We already know that many, if not most, of the protesters at the Capitol were paid. We know this because they admitted as much. And their employers hardly got their money's worth other than when a couple of Soros-funded apparatchiks cornered Flake in an elevator and managed to get him to call for an expanded FBI background investigation into Ford and Ramirez's allegations, something which raised the ire of lots of Republicans but actually ended up being a good idea because the FBI all but confirmed the allegations were uncorroborated rubbish, building support for Kavanaugh among the non-political and giving Flake, Collins, and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin cover for the confirmation. So true. But he says the protesters came off looking like unemployable dunces. Consider how the hearings went for the Democrats' supposed best and brightest. There was Mazie Hirono and her nonstop fact-free tirades about how all men in America need to shut up. There was Spartacus Booker and his inanities too numerous to count. These were comic ironies of Danang Dick Blumenthal, and with his falsus in uno falsus in omnibus challenge to Kavanaugh after writing a stolen valor claim of having served in Vietnam to the Senate in the first place. There was the hard-to-believe interrogation of Kavanaugh about references to farting in his high school yearbook. He says, these were not indications of people capable of being effective in their jobs. I've said it before, but when you embrace intersectional feminism, postmodern identity politics, and socialist economics as the three-legged stool of your political philosophy, you're not going to attract a lot of people grounded in the kind of reality necessary to do objectively good work. And sooner or later, it's going to become obvious that none of your people can make your trains run on time. Three. Easy one. I covered it the other day. They don't like straight white guys at all. No explanation needed. The Kavanaugh allegations were wholly unsupported by any corroborating evidence at all, something that the Republicans' hired gun outside counsel Rachel Mitchell exposed in a highly underrated manner during Christine Ford's testimony. And at the end of the fact-finding process, the Democrats found themselves whining about Kavanaugh's tone. This after accusing a family man with an impeccable reputation of being a gang rapist, of all things, the effect of which was to put every male, and in particular, every straight white male in America, on the defensive with eyes wide open to the threat of a hypercynical and loony American left poses. To them, when the new rules migrate out of the academic fever swamps and into the real world. That's the alarm I've been sounding since I got, prior to getting fired, and since getting fired. But he says it's worse than that, because the seething hatred for the patriarchy doesn't just scare the bejesus out of male voters the Dems used to be able to call upon to make a majority. What we're seeing is there might as well have been a more corrosive effect on married women who have husbands and sons. And it's not very helpful among black and Hispanic voters either. I said the same doggone thing. Just crazy. These people have gone to a point where nobody recognizes the Democratic Party. His tone. People are afraid. He says the people who used to run the Democratic Party could have told him running out with "believe all women" was a bad idea. And not just because it makes Bill Clinton look like a rapist. It recalls similar sentiments used to justify lynch mobs of Scottsboro, Alabama, and Money, Mississippi. And no, switching from railroading black men to railroading white men doesn't help the situation. Bang! What did I tell you guys when I talked about Emmett Till? I said, you will find nobody in the black community who's going to overly support this. They may go, well, we're kind of with them, but they're not going to overly support it. Because this black base will go, no. Black men have been accused of things they've never done for millennia. For a long time. It's not going to happen. Number four, they bought into the academic left's war on facts and evidence hook, line, and sinker. At Powerline and other sites has been a good discussion of grievance study scandals, in which three self-described left-leaning liberal academics submitted a raft of papers for peer review in a number of social science journals, which was purposely filled with patent absurdities, and had five of them published, including, hilariously enough, a 3,000-word excerpt of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf rewritten in the language of intersectionality theory and published in the gender studies journal Aphilia. Now, they say this: nobody is surprised at the scandal because of the declining quality of left-wing scholarship is quite well known. What the Kavanaugh hearings indicated was that the idiotic thought of processes which created grievance study scandal are alive and well in the top echelons of the Democratic Party. And if this weren't true, you wouldn't see senators like Hirono and Chris Coons intone against the presumption of innocence. And their justification for these insane statements were that the hearings were merely a job interview. A poor attempt, to be sure, given that the Senate's advise and consent function is a constitutional act, and to disparage one of its most fundamental rights in America's jurisprudence amid the process, a prima facie abuse, and also because any corporate recruiter would tell you that no employer much cares about a 51-year-old job candidate did in high school. That was a lot to kind of take in, but I think you got it. So that's the gist of it. Number five was, didn't even really matter. Drag a $100 bill through a faculty lounge, a government bureau, or a union hall, and you'll never know what you'll find. That was spot on. That's why I tell you folks, don't worry about the midterms. People have seen the level the Democrats will go to. And by the way, I warned you that this was going to happen months ago.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.